When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I found us another MarketWatch article. So I'm a big fan of MarketWatch.com, and anytime I find an article on their website, I like to read it over, kind of mull it over, give my opinion on it, and just kind of see what happens from there. But this is going to be entertaining, so I am going to pull it up real quick. So it's called These Money and Investing Tips Can Help Keep Your Portfolio Sailing Smoothly. Published on November 14th, 2021 at 8:18 a.m. Eastern Time. This was written by MarketWatch, but I don't know the actual author's name, but who knows? Maybe they keep a lot of their authors anonymous? I have no idea. But you can find it on MarketWatch.com. All right, here we go. Okay, so investing news and trends. Hidden in plain sight is a U.S. Treasury bond yielding more than 7%. This simple investment could be the solution for your fixed income needs in retirement. Read more. You can read more later. you can go to the article to read more. I'm just kind of going over a lot of the subjects they're talking about here. If inflation isn't transitory, consumer prices and stocks could both keep climbing. The stock market is a good inflation hedge. I've been saying that for years, by the way, just to let everybody know. A great inflation. That's why I say it's better to keep your money in stocks because it'll actually go up with inflation. Whereas you just keep your money saved up in a bank account with virtually zero interest rate, you're basically losing money. You're losing money the longer you save it. So it's really stupid in the end because the buying power continually dwindles down and people just don't get it. But anyway, people don't understand inflation. I swear to God, people think saving money is a good idea. It's the stupidest thing you could do. It really is the dumbest thing you could ever do. 10 recommended stocks if you think value will beat growth as inflation surges. These companies are recommended by at least 3 top performing newsletters and have low valuations. Stocks are moneymakers now, but remember that some investors still haven't recovered from the 2000 internet bubble. Your long run can be much longer if you buy stocks when the market is expensive and exuberant. Here's how to decide whether the S&P 500 is now heading toward a correction. Watch for these stock market signals. Good news could be bad news. Stock market bullishness has reached an extreme. When sentiment has run this high, stock market gains have tended to moderate. The anti-Cathie Wood ETF has landed. Here's how it's doing so far. Every week we highlight the most timely exchange-traded fund news, from new launches to inflows and performance. This e-commerce stock may be a better buy than Amazon right now. 5 winners and losers as e-commerce shifts to post-COVID challenges. Amazon is proof of a major weakness in ESG ratings. Amazon is bigger than Walmart in terms of sales, yet reports emissions from shipping that are only 1/7 the size of Walmart's. Look at the supply chain. Why GE's tax-free split could power the stock higher and reward patient investors. Here's the proof that momentum strategies don't work with Bitcoin. Because trend-following Bitcoin traders are buying high and selling low, many have been losing money even while Bitcoin skyrockets. Hopes for a spot Bitcoin ETF in 2021 have just been dashed. The most likely candidate for a Bitcoin exchange-traded fund is linked directly to Bitcoin. Isn't likely to happen in 2021. Energy prices are high and getting higher. You'll want to own these stocks as a cold winter arrives. Energy stocks have have been big winners this year, but their gains aren't over yet, as an expected deep freeze drives oil and gas prices higher. Yeah, so essentially based on the article that we just went over, stocks are going to continue to climb higher. Anything that's basically inflation-proof, like stocks or real estate or anything like that, you want to make sure that you're hedging against inflation. The problem is inflation sucks. Inflation is caused by the government printing way too much money. Inflation is caused by us debasing our currency more and more and more. Stocks are going to clearly rise higher because their earning reports are going to look better because everything is expensive. Everything's expensive. Gas. Buying fucking fruit, anything. Buying food. Any food, water, anything. It doesn't matter what you're buying. You have noticed a price increase, and it's a big one in a lot of different ways. But even buying a used car, 20% higher than what it was from last year, I think was the numbers. I can't remember exact numbers. But anyway, it's higher. The point is, inflation's real. The more money Papa Joe Biden keeps printing, the more we hurt ourselves as a country. We are hurting ourselves by allowing these trillion-dollar bills to keep passing, because we're not borrowing this money from anybody. We're taking it not only from the... Well, we are borrowing it. We're taking it from the taxpayers, right? And we're also printing the money. So Biden is far too friendly with the printing press because he has his hands on the Fed's nuts telling them to keep printing more money. So it's not a good sign. I'm having trouble wanting to support what's going on, because I know deep down that the level of money printing is going to be the death of this economy. It could be, which is one of the reasons why I've been betting against it. When you bet against an economy that could fail in a heartbeat, like in the snap of a finger, I really do think we're looking at a 2008 style crash. I think we're looking at a 2000s internet market bubble. We're looking at bubbles everywhere. This is the everything bubble. And I think if you're not prepared, and if you don't have at least some form of a backup plan if all else fails, because, I mean, look, if the market does crash severely, I'm a rich man. That's all I got to say. But if it doesn't and it continues to go up, I'm still making money, which is nice. So the point is, I make money one way or another. But it's still, the market's got to crash at some point. The level of, what do you call it? There's a certain level right now, and I don't know, it's not FOMO. It's just hype. It's hopium. Everybody thinks everything's going to be fine. I think with how many people are investing right now, there's so much new blood in the water that eventually the institutional investors are going to sell quite a few of their shares, because they're going to realize, for a lot of the companies, that they're going to realize that a lot of these companies are becoming really overvalued because of all the people pumping up all these stocks. So there's going to be a lot of selling pressure at some point. A lot of selling pressure that we all have to anticipate. So keep that in mind. Anyway, I want to keep this episode short. I hope you guys got a little bit of something out of this. I really do think... I think these are honestly really good ways to... I thought those were really good tips, though. That the Market Watch article that we just read together, very, very cool. I think those are some great tips, and I agree with pretty much all of them. I don't think I disagreed with a single one. They're pretty sound. It's pretty sound advice. You know, that's one of the reasons why I like Market Watch. I have to admit, it's probably one of the most honest financial websites out there. It's definitely better than CNBC. I fucking hate CNBC. CNBC is absolute trash. Can't stand it. I'm okay with Jim Cramer, but he's still a hack. It's a fun show to watch. Entertainment for sure. Not for real financial advice. Anyway, thank you guys so much for taking the time. Stay safe, stay healthy, and I'll try to make another video tonight, but I might just make TikTok videos. I don't know. Anyway, later, guys.